Trump nominee Stephen Mnuchin confirmed to federal appeals court following left smear train. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 14, 2019. President Donald Trump's nominee to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, Stephen Mnuchin, was confirmed by the Senate Thursday after surviving what many Republicans and conservative media say has been a left-wing smear campaign. Carrie Severino, chief counsel and policy director of the Judicial Crisis Network, tweeted. Despite left-wing interest groups and Senate Democrats employing their tired smear campaign playbook yet again, Stephen Mnuchin is now rightfully Judge Mnuchin. The left smear train is running out of steam, it sputters along but it isn't getting anywhere. Mnuchin, 40, was confirmed by the Senate, 51-41. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined with Democrats in opposing his confirmation to the federal appeals court based in New York. According to The Washington Times, Collins said Mnuchin's writings about women, LGBT advocates, and diversity led her to question his judicial character. She also questioned his refusal to respond to questions about his previous work in the Trump administration to develop immigration policies. His reluctance to answer questions about the family separation policy made it difficult for me to assess his record and impeded my constitutional duty to evaluate his fitness to serve as a judge. As the Washington Examiner reported, Mnuchin's confirmation flips the Second Circuit Appeals Court to one having a majority of judges who were appointed by Republican presidents. The Second Circuit is the second federal appeals court Trump has remade to have a majority of judges appointed by GOP presidents. In March, the president flipped the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals with the confirmation of Paul Mady. Trump is also close to shifting the balance of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to majority Republican-appointed judges, with the Senate expected to vote on the nominations of Robert Luck and Barbara Lagoa in the coming days. He has also brought the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, considered to be the country's most liberal, closer to parity. Senate Democrats vehemently opposed Mnuchin's nomination and fought to kill it. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referred to Mnuchin as one of the most contemptible nominees to come before the Senate during his tenure and a disgrace to the seat once held by the great Thurgood Marshall, reported The Examiner. Severino, however, has been equally vocal about left-wing media joining with Democrats to smear Mnuchin. The story amounts to yet another hit job against Steve Mnuchin and is part of a series of baseless smears against Mnuchin that have been unrelenting, said Severino in a statement. In August, MSNBC anchor Rachel Maddow was also criticized for falsely accusing Mnuchin of racism. Maddow is guilty of smearing him as a racist based on distortions of his writings so egregious that it is clear she either never read the articles she cites, did not understand them, or, worst of all, read them, understood them, and misconstrued them, wrote Breitbart senior editor-at-large Jill Polak. Trump has now appointed more than 150 judges to the federal bench.